Yo, the Valak Dwighty is back. Episode 2, The King is Dead. Episode 1 dealt with a fly shop that posted a video that involved this shop switching their waiter and boot business from Sims to Squala. And their announcement of this change in their inventory was reflected in this video that showed them taking a Sims banner down and putting a Squala banner up. And, I didn't take offense to it by any means because, again, this fly shop can do whatever they want. And, this video was a changing of the guard. But as somebody that's been a staunch Sims supporter, retailer, angler for a decade and a half minimum, I've sat back and I've just been shocked at what has almost been a Sims revolt. Not just people starting to stock and sell other shit, or consumers just starting to wear different stuff, but in fact, a revolt. I just was flipping through my whatever, and boom, I see this gal who represents a fly tying business. Oh, "We're done with Sims," was the headline. And I've never seen this before when it comes to attacking a brand. The idea, in my professional opinion, and I'll call it that, both as a fly shop owner and an angler that wears just Sims, to me personally, the idea that Sims' quality has, been thrown out the window, I categorically deny it. That doesn't mean that they put some stuff on the marketplace they shouldn't have. That doesn't mean that, they haven't lost their way when it comes to certain categories and some of the excess. The 14 colors in this button-up fishing shirt. Let's face it, that's just too much. And if I was going to give, as that fly shop owner and as that retailer, if I was going to give Sims any direct criticism, I would say that, they've drank all the Kool-Aid when it comes to some of their pricing. The pricing part is really interesting to me because of an interaction I had down in my Thermopolis store a few weeks ago. And in that interaction, this young kid, customer, kind of, and, I'm doing business in his place, and he says to me, "Hey, I decided to go with Grundon's as far as that, the waders and boots I was talking about." And I was like, "Oh, well, fuck. Well, thanks for telling me." He proceeded to tell me, and this is an interesting dynamic of this generation of consumer, okay? And this generation of consumer is the generation of consumer that's leading the Sims revolt. He says to me, this kid, he says, "I did a lot of research online." And that's the number one thing, is that this revolt, this anti-Sims, anti-King sentiment that's rolling around out there, mostly in the social media sphere, is really online. Everything's online, and that's how we communicate, that's how we advertise, that's how we bring anglers into the sport, into our businesses, the whole thing. But that's really where it's at. The number of people that have walked into my shop over the last year or two, particularly, and had the same type of feedback as some of these visceral comments about Sims online is like almost nobody. Doesn't mean somebody doesn't say something once in a while that's rooted in their ownership group or whatever. But, I don't really hear a lot of Sims negativity myself, and I'm in a fly shop 6 out of 7 days a week. But getting back to this young man in Thermopolis, he told me that I researched Sims, and I came to the conclusion that in order to get something good, quality, waiter and boot, you had to really spend money or you had to buy their best. And, I got to admit, the kid's fucking right. I've sold plenty of $1,000 zip-up Sims waders, and I've sold even more from the G3 line generationally, meaning this generation of G3s, the last generation, the one before that, I've done it. And a current G3 wader is about $750 for just the wader. And you're looking at a minimum of $200 to $300 for a good pair of boots now from Sims. So if you want that Gore-Tex allure, if you want that Gore-Tex quality, breathability, and toughness, you're spending, you know, $7.50 for it now with Sims. And that's kind of what he was saying, was that if I was going to do that, if I was going to get an over-the-top, upper-end pair of waders, I would buy Sims. But I'm not that guy. And not only do I know he's not that guy, we don't get that guy in the shop a ton. But we get a lot of people in the store that want to buy entry-level or advanced entry-level. And in my opinion, this is where the king, this is where Sims has gotten their ass kicked. Right now, they just don't offer anything special to the beginning angler when it comes to waders and boots. And I hate to admit this, but it took the kid in the hardware store to kind of point that out to me and for me to understand that as a retailer. And like I said, he was right. Sims definitely has some work to do, there's no doubt. But I would say, with a huge measure of success, that we're still talking about the only wader manufacturer that still has a percentage of their SKUs, of their styles, made in the United States, not made by the Chinese guy. And it's amazing to me how they've gotten to the point where they get no fucking credit for that. Since Vista Outdoors bought Sims, that's the private equity group, there's been a litany of missteps. I'm a Sims guy. I've said that from the beginning, but they fucked up. They screwed up with letting some key personnel go. I mean, how that happens with successful people not recognizing that you need talent when it comes to your staff, I mean, I'll never understand that, especially to save a few dollars. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to their price point, when it comes to their retail, they drank all the Kool-Aid for high prices. I mean, everything just shot through the fucking roof with them. And you know, that leads you to believe that this is a ownership group, a management group that isn't thinking, that doesn't understand that we now have to compete with a significant number of brands out in the marketplace. I said this a few weeks ago, when I started to carry Sims waders, your competition was fucking Patagonia, and they weren't even at the time making a good wader. They had the entire upper-end wader business all to themselves, just all to themselves, and they earned it. And they met expectations. It's not that marketplace anymore. They've got quality competition coming from all sides. And for the king to maintain his kingdom, he has to fend off that competition with vigor. And maybe the king has gotten a little bit too fat. Maybe the king has gotten a little bit too lazy. Maybe the king has gotten to the point where all that matters to the kingdom is profits. And the problem with that mentality is sooner or later, the people in the kingdom are going to get tired of it. And they're going to get bored of it. And then something might kind of pop up over here that draws their attention, draws their spending dollars. And just like that, somebody that might have bought 2-3 pairs of Sims waders in a row is now wearing fucking Grundons. It's still Sims' kingdom until somebody takes it away. And nobody's done that. Not in my opinion. They're knocking at the kingdom's door to take it away. But Sims still has the opportunity to maintain being the king. And they're only going to do that by somehow reconnecting with your run-of-the-mill angler out there. And I want to touch one thing here real quick. A lot of the visceral reaction to Sims has been that 20 and 30-something. That 40 and 50 and 60-year-old who buys Sims as well, he's fucking oblivious to all this chatter and all this talk about Sims not being what they used to be. So we got a new generation of angler that doesn't want to follow in line with what the previous generation of anglers bought. And in my opinion, that's a lot of what's going on. Sims still makes great stuff. They're still a good fishy company. But there's no doubt the king is wounded. There's no doubt the king is down. And only time will tell to see if the king, Sims Fishing Products, knocks some of these new competitors in the mouth or sits back being comfortable with being who they are and slowly sees their customer base eroded and taken away. And right now, there's suitors in the industry, wader and boot manufacturers, that could do it. 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I'd have laughed at you if you made that statement to me. But times have changed. The king needs to change. That's all I got. Episode 2. The king is dead. I am the foul-hooked Whitey. I'm out.